7:45. I'll call the Wynn Municipal Utilities meeting to order for Monday, January 13th, 2022.
June 13th.
What did I say, January?
June.
June 13th. Going backwards, it's hot today. All right, first thing, looks like Carol is out. So, Commissioner Baumgart, would you want to, could you be the acting secretary for today?
I will.
All right, perfect. And then I should check. Attorney Robert Scott, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. All right, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving on, any requests, change requests or additions to your presented agenda? All right, hearing none, we'll move into to approve the consent agenda, including the minutes from May 23rd, the Utility Commission meeting, the minutes from the June 3rd, 2022 Special Municipal Utilities Commission meeting, and the bill payments in the amount of just shy of $670,000. Do I have a resolution to approve those?
I'll move the motion.
All right, so we have a motion.
I'll second.
And a second. Do we have any questions or, Manager Herring, do you have anything to point out on those?
I do not have anything to point out, Commissioner Erickson, unless there's questions, I'd be more than happy to address them.
All right. Any questions? Hearing none, let's get a roll call.
Certainly. Commissioner Baumgart?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kadar?
Aye.
Erickson?
Aye.
Thank you.
And that passes. All right.
Chair Erickson?
Yes.
If I may make an order or mention, for Commissioner Johnson, there we do not have any other resolutions or motions that are required on here, so whenever you got to leave, we will be okay.
All right. Thank you. All right, so moving into agenda item number 4, the April 2022 financial reports. Ms. Parker.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So starting with the electric, for April 2022, we have the residential and commercial industrial revenues up about $298,000 from last year. Expenses up about $148,000, and the retained earnings up about $78,000. So this has corrected itself now this month from those prior 2 months' comments I was making. Moving on to the water, after we factor in that 5% rate increase for this year, residential and commercial industrial revenues are up about $32,000 from where we expect them to be. Expenses up about $250,000, and retained earnings down about $160,000. So when we look at that overall, those retained earnings are down about $557,000 from last year. The following page with the graphs, you'll see the month-to-month and year-to-date comparisons there to last year. Moving on to the investment portfolio here for April, the month-end balance was about $44,650,000. One note for April was that we did transfer $2,850,000 from our checking into that 4MP fund. And the next report for cost of power for April was sitting at 5 cents, just slightly less than March.
Perfect. Any questions? All right, I'll have you move into agenda item number 5, the APPA benchmarking.
All right, so APPA benchmarking and AE2S water rate comparisons. We complete APPA performance indicators survey each year.
Say, Andrew.
Yeah.
Can I ask you to pull the mic down?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Data is collected from public power utilities with at least 100,000 megawatts in total sales and at least 50% of retail sales. WMU's sales are approximately 300,000 megawatts. The financial and operating ratios represents data for 144 of the largest public-owned utilities in the United States. Our ratios, we include those in the management's discussion and analysis in our audit each year, and we compare it to the North Central Plains region median from this report. On the next slide, you can see all of those ratios that we have in the audit that are compared in this report. We're going to go into detail with those top three. We feel like those are the most important. They kind of give you the overall picture of how we're doing. And the rest are more details for specific areas. So if there are any questions on the other ratios, go ahead. But I am going to just like go in depth a little bit on those top three.
Okay.
So on the next page there, this one is revenue per kilowatt hour for all retail customers. This is the ratio of total electric operating revenues from sales to ultimate customers to the total kilowatt hour sales. So this ratio measures the revenue received for each kilowatt hour of electricity sold to all classes of customers. And like it says, includes residential, commercial, industrial, public street, and highway, lighting, and other customers. The data that they get from this is actually from the EIA 861 report, which we also complete every year. We are sitting at 10 cents compared to the median of just over 9 cents. So we're still slightly higher than that median. However, we haven't had a rate increase since 2015 for electric, and our rates are still pretty close to that regional median.
Do we know how often, does it say anything how often the other organizations are doing a rate increase?
Do you want me to take that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Commissioner Erickson, in this APPA benchmarking report that we get, they do not indicate when the last rate increases by the utilities have taken place.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do know when we start tracking, over the years, we can see with ours being consistent because they have no increase, the other ones typically are ticking up. So there's some increases going on out there.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
All right, the next one is operating ratio, which is the ratio of total electric operation and maintenance expenses to total electric operating revenues. So this ratio measures the proportion of revenues received from electricity sales, rate adjustments, and other electric activities required to cover the operation and maintenance costs associated with producing and selling electricity. So we're sitting at 0.745. compared to the regional median of 0.852. This means that we're doing slightly better than the median in this case. And the next one here is current ratio, which is the ratio of total current and accrued assets to total current and accrued liabilities. This is a measure of the utility's short-term liquidity. It is a snapshot of a point in time and may vary considerably during the year. Our ratio is 1.27 compared to the median of 2.82. We are quite a bit lower here. However, our data in this ratio is skewed. And that is because our current software is not a fund-based accounting software. There are due to and due from transactions that happen in the background as we're doing all of our activities. And that means that one fund is owing another fund money in the background. These balances just grew and grew over the years. And those balances are included in this current ratio. So since we set up the enhanced divisionalized accounting within this software at the end of 2020, we now have a workaround which allows us to manually transfer those balances to their appropriate funds. So for the estimate for the 2021 ratio, I calculated that, and I estimate that will be a 2.9. So we are right at that median in that when we look at those true numbers. So hopefully next year. So that's what I have for the APPA benchmarking. So the next slide moves on to AE2S water rate comparisons. So AE2S completes an annual utility rate study survey each year, collecting data on municipalities with 5,000 or more customers. The comparison includes utilities across Minnesota, excluding the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area. For this comparison, the water utility bills are based on the assumed monthly use of 6,000 gallons or 800 cubic feet of water. And on the next slide here, we can see the comparisons. I know it's small. And this is for the typical monthly residential water utility bill. That's what the numbers are here. So we ranked 14th out of 29 utilities in that Minnesota comparison, excluding that Minneapolis-St. Paul area. The highest was $76.14, lowest $17.25, and we are sitting at $32.24 in that comparison, right in the middle. And just with this one, we do know that on average, the rate increase for these surveyed municipalities have been about 4% each year for the past 20 years. So that's what they've kind of averaged. So is there any questions on either?
How many, this is just a curiosity question. How many customers do we have?
We have roughly 8,700 water meters.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know if you know this, but looking at that last page, Fairmont at the bottom, what do you think entails all those extra fixed costs? I mean, it seems astronomical, to be honest.
I don't. Any idea? I mean,
what would cause the fixed costs to go?
Yeah, high?
I would say that they probably did some plant improvements, and they got bond costs that they're trying to cover without knowing the situation in Fairmont. But that's usually an indication when you have a lot of fixed costs that you have high debt.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Okay, thank you. Any other questions? All right, thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move into agenda item number 6, the May 2022 wind turbine report.
Thank you. So we came back to normal here a little bit after last month. You'll see in May that total output was 680,683. Turbine availability, 94.3% for turbine 3 and 90.7% for turbine 4. A little bit lower availability, a couple of things happened there. We had some outages with the storm. When you get those high winds and those kind of things, they set alarms. High speed chain wind changes and those kind of things, and then we reset them the next morning, so that'll drive down that availability a little bit. And then turbine 4, we had a breaker fail that the staff was able to change out within the next business day with a spare unit. So total on the next page, you can see where we're sitting compared to previous years. It's actually a decent month. May, June, July typically are August are our lowest output months. So comparing it to the last 4 years, it was still a decent number, but kind of a bummer from last month's high, I guess. So total for the year is 4.4, just under 4.4 million.
All right, so contrary to popular belief, a lot of wind isn't so good.
Sure, yeah, we'll take it, but you got to put up with it when you go outside.
Yeah, definitely. Any questions for Kevin? No? All right, thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, so moving into item number 7, General Manager Heron, if you want to do the manager's report.
Thank you, Commissioner Erickson. The first item there is a bid opening update. Last meeting, the commission authorized myself to move forward with executing the construction contract for our substation power plant. That came in under bid. A little bidder was Highmark Erectors. DGR recommended that we move forward with Highmark, so we entered into an agreement with them. Two bids were received, and the second bid was at $2.3 million. And a little bit was higher at $2.2 million, as I indicated. Project overall, I asked Sharon to give us an update on our overall project as well. And all the contracts now have been let, and contracts combined are slightly underneath the engineer's estimate. So at this point in time, it appears that we should be able to bring this project in at or under budget as well. So we also asked our consulting engineer on supply chain issues, if all our materials are going to be here on schedule. And there's a few deviations, but at this point in time, we should be able to keep the project on schedule. So then, any questions on our power plant and the substation project? All right, next item then that I have here is the planning committee meeting. That's going to be next week, Monday. We're going to be talking about our water treatment plant, moving that project forward, putting it out to bid, as well as funding. We are also working on different funding scenarios that we will be reviewing with the planning committee, and our goal or anticipation would be that we'll be bringing a recommendation forward on how to fund that project out of our planning committee meeting. And if time permits, we'll be looking at presenting an update to our emergency generation policy. And that leads into my next item here, but I'll stop, pause there and field any questions on our water treatment plant project, if there is any. All right. MISO, if you read the paper today and been paying attention to the news, MISO keeps telling us that they have a shortage depending on the summer and many moving targets that go along with power supply, but they're anticipating a shortage of 5 gigawatts, which is substantial. And they're asking for all utilities, communities, to assist in keeping the lights on if we have those peak days where consumption is going to exceed output of the generators, that we all do our share. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit as we go forward at staff level. We're developing a plan that we will share with the community so that when we start talking about energy shortages, that everybody knows what's coming and what to expect. And that's going to consist of things like, you know, not running your clothes dryer or dishwasher during those peak windows, and we'll be running our generation and things like that. So we're developing that list based on MISO's guidelines on how they want us to proceed. So if there's time, we'll be talking about that. If not, we'll be having another meeting to talk about more in detail about our emergency plan that's in place and do we want to modify it here locally, as well as MISO's request to keep the lights on. Any questions there?
Is this a new kind of a, have we ran into this before from their standpoint, their prediction, I guess?
Yeah, we had it. This is maybe a second or third time in the last 3 or 4 years that MISO's been short generation. They've called on us or other communities as well to run. The latest polar vortex was what, last winter? Is that 2 winters already? We were not called on to run, but a lot of them in the MISO and the SPP footprint were called on to run. Kevin probably can answer this. We were called on how long ago to run our generations to help support MISO?
Last June.
June, was it? Yeah, so we were called on then to run, but the request from MISO never elevated any higher last June than the local runs. However, when the Texas last winter scenario we had, there we weren't affected by it, but areas within the MISO and SPP footprint actually had rolling blackouts. So, yeah, it's becoming more frequent that we're having those scenarios like that. So, So hopefully we don't have the perfect storm that's going to require us to get into rolling blackouts, but yeah, they want everybody to be as prepared and as informed as they can be if that were to happen. So that would conclude my updates unless there's additional questions.
All right, any other questions for General Manager Herring? No? All right. Anything else to come before the commission today? If not, I would entertain the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right, and we're adjourned.
Thank you.